This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. In Libya, what had looked like a day of triumph for rebels turned grim yesterday. It was unclear how much progress rebels had actually made in the taking of the capital, Tripoli. And Muammar Gaddafi's son, Saif al-Islam, made a surprise appearance and flashed the victory sign after rebels claimed to have captured him. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro has spent the past few days in and around Tripoli. Yeah, let's begin by talking about Gaddafi's son. He was out and about in Tripoli last night, clearly free, not captured by rebels. What was going on there?
It's a fiasco, essentially, for the National Transitional Council, the rebel leadership that had announced that they had caught Saif al-Islam, Gaddafi's heir apparent, and the person who is essentially directing the fight against the rebels at this point. And so he showed up in Bab al-Azizia, his father's sprawling compound in the center of Tripoli, and essentially spoke to journalists who are now holed up at the Rixos Hotel, and they were taken there. And he basically said that the rebels had been allowed into the city because they were setting a trap for them, and that his father was well and still in Tripoli as well, and basically speaking very defiantly in the face of all this pressure that his father's government is under at the moment. It's an extraordinary turn of events. You really can't overstate it. And I think it has given a real boost to the Gaddafi government to have Saif al-Islam still at large and still feeling comfortable enough to be in his father's compound and take journalists on a tour of the city.
And what can you tell us about what is actually happening today?
Today in Tripoli, we've seen the situation markedly deteriorate from even yesterday, and yesterday was particularly difficult. In Tripoli, there are raging gun battles taking place in several key areas. One of them is Green Square, the iconic square, which had been a Gaddafi stronghold. The rebels briefly had taken it over Sunday night when they marched in, but their hold was tenuous, and today we're seeing fierce gun battles taking place there. And also around Bab al-Azizia, Gaddafi's compound, there are huge explosions, we understand, fierce battles taking place. And the fighting has spread to neighborhoods across the city that were nominally under rebel control yesterday. There are, we understand, street fights essentially taking place in many areas, and heavy weapons are being used in civilian areas. Yesterday we saw mortar rounds landing in residential compounds. So the situation is increasingly fragile inside Tripoli. There is no electricity, there is limited food, and people are hunkering down in their homes, frankly terrified to go out.
And Lourdes, we're getting reports that rebels are advancing toward the oil terminals in Ras Lanuf. That's in the east. What do you know about that?
What we know is that the Eastern Front had been static for a long time. It took months to take the oil terminal of Brega. They finally managed to do that. The next place along that road is indeed Ras Lanuf, and we do understand that rebels are advancing along that front. Why that is key is that Ras Lanuf is the last sort of large place before Gaddafi's stronghold of Sirte. That is an area still very much under his control. There is speculation that Gaddafi himself may be there, although Saif al-Islam, Gaddafi's son, maintained that his father is in the capital, Tripoli. However, we really don't have any proof of that. But Sirte is a very important front. They need to take that as well. It lies in between Misrata and the east. And if they manage to take Sirte, then the entire sort of east of the country up to Misrata and beyond will be in rebel hands.
Well, finally, at this moment in time, what does it look like? Who, in fact, does have control of Libya?
Well, certainly the rebels control vast swaths of territory, but the fight for the capital is the key battle. And right now it is raging, and it's really not clear which side is winning.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro speaking to us just outside of Tripoli. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.